This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Well, good morning over there. My name is Al Dukes. Welcome to the warm-up program. I'm with CeeLo today because I guess Jerry's at some Rutgers game somewhere in the Midwest. The Midwest brackets, the NIT, the NCAA, something. Where is he?
The CBI.
The CBI.
Other initials.
Yep. Jerry's actually in the newsroom. He's hosting with Sal today.
Yes.
Where the hell are Boomer and Gio? You waited all this time. What's Aaron Rodgers going to do? I don't know. What do you think he'll do? I'm not sure. I think he's coming. We don't know that. Now we know. Where are you? Wait, you took today off? You got Edwin Diaz. Is gone. He's a goner.
Sure.
He's injured. Sure. To the Mets season. Sure. Aaron Rodgers finally told us what he was doing. And you're off on a fishing trip? What?
Is that what they're doing? Both of them?
No. Gio's on a fishing trip.
Well, I figured.
I don't know what Boomer's doing. I try not to delve into his
personal affairs.
His life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they thought it was always going to be like a 10:03 situation,
yeah.
But this is a little different.
It's a little different. Gio told me he was going fishing. That's how I know.
Where?
It was Florida or something.
I was going to say, it's a little chilly out there.
Oh, no.
Taking
He's
the
going
boat
to Florida.
Out fishing. Okay. Got it.
This Edwin Diaz crap.
Crap.
Hurting himself celebrate. First of all, when I first saw it, I go, oh, he hurt himself in the World Baseball Classic. Stupid. Why? Of course. You know, but I talk to Jerry about this all the time. I don't want guys doing anything other than their sport and resting.
That's
I don't
it.
Want guys
to go straight home just
right.
Like you do, not leave
yes.
The house,
correct.
And be done with it.
I don't want guys. I don't want guys riding motorcycles. I don't want guys. Guys go skydiving, Rocky Mountain climbing, 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I love deeper.
You're fired up this morning.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because at first I thought he got hurt in the actual game.
Nope.
No. Celebrating.
Yeah. I mean, celebrating is a strong word.
What
they were
mean?
Just hopping around a little bit. It wasn't like, you know, who was the kicker? I forget if it was Bill or Martin Gramatica. They were brothers. They were kickers in the NFL.
It was Martin Gramatica.
He shred his, tore his ACL,
yeah.
You know, jumping up
yes.
And down, celebrating a field goal.
Uh-huh.
This was, I mean, I'll put it more on his teammates, honestly. Like, they were, like, huddled around and they were
right, diving
down.
On.
No,
that's
they
why.
Weren't really diving on. It was more of like a group hug.
Yeah.
And a like, together bouncing up and down. Not even that high. Like, I don't.
Both these guys have pretzel stick legs and the bodies now.
I mean, I've seen the replays. They didn't have a great angle or a great shot. I've seen it numerous times, even slow down. I'm still not exactly sure. It's hard to see between all the legs.
So Edwin Diaz pitches for Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
They beat the Dominican Republic.
Which was a big deal for them. Yes.
He was on the mound.
Correct. He closed the game out.
Closed the game out. Mm-hmm. Celebration. Teammates around him jumping up and down.
It wasn't like a dog pile, you know?
Down goes Diaz.
Now, you want to make the case he shouldn't be there to begin with?
Yes, I would like to make that case.
That I can understand.
I would like to make that case.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not going to be the only one that makes that
case. Well, everyone's going to hop on it today. But if you talk to Mr. Jerry Recco, I don't want my guys doing anything at all ever.
That's
you
what you
go
feel.
Home.
Did Jerry agree with you on that?
No, Jerry hates that. Jerry wants people to live, damn it. Live your life.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm saying you're living your... Look at Edwin Diaz. I'm watching
video.
By
the way, did you see this? Right there, and you see him grab the trainer? Like, the guy is trying to hold his leg, his right leg, which mm-hmm. is up, elevated on, the,
being,
on the wheelchair. As he's
escorted
being wheeled off.
Off
the field. First of all, they tried to pick him up on the field, two guys on each side, and he told them, like, no. Put me. So he must have felt something.
I'm so fragile,
and they
please.
Get him in the wheelchair, and I'm not going to say trainer. I don't know who the guy looked like, maybe a trainer. He basically is trying to hold his right leg and like bends it at the knee, and Diaz reacted immediately like, ow, that hurt. Like, don't do that as he's going off the field. Bad scene. The brother's crying. I mean.
Yeah, that's it. I don't want Edwin Diaz celebrating anything. I better not see this guy blowing out birthday candles.
He's not allowed to do anything.
Because you got to take a deep breath to blow out birthday candles. What if he punctures his lung?
So now moving forward,
yeah.
When he closes out a game.
Yeah, if he ever does again, we don't know.
Okay.
We don't know if he'll ever step forward.
If and when that takes place, whatever the case may be, World Baseball Classic, spring training game,
yeah, Little League game, whatever he's doing.
World Series, he should just stay on the mound and they can send out like a wheelchair for him to take him on and off the field so that there's no injury that
takes place. I don't know what to do with this guy other than you do the sport you're paid to do, handsomely paid.
Yes, now he is handsomely paid.
You don't go play in World Baseball Classics. You don't play in the Olympics. You don't play fat guy softball on the weekends. You play your sport.
Not allowed to do anything. Just your job. That's it.
Do your job.
Do your job.
No,
and then
you
go
can
home.
Do whatever you want. Give us the money back. Give me the money. If I'm, what's his name? Steve Cohen? Hi, Edwin Diaz.
Yeah.
Hope you're feeling better. Where's our money?
That's an interesting question because I don't know. Like, what is written into these rules with this agreement?
There's no rules in baseball.
Well,
baseball
Major League Baseball is kind of connected with this, are they not, with the WBC? Maybe not. I thought that they are, and I'm pretty sure some of these teams have had to sign off on players playing consecutive days. Like, there's some sort of, I'm not going to say, like, wink-wink handshake. I just wonder if there's something written into it that would allow the Mets to, I don't know.
I hope they sue him. I hope they sue Edwin
Diaz. It's too early
Diaz.
To worry about the finances of it.
Sue him. Today in court.
They're not going to sue Edwin Diaz.
Wheel him in.
God. Yeah, let's sue Edwin Diaz as Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, and Adam Ottavino continue to play for the United States.
Yeah, meanwhile, as Gio brought up yesterday, Brandon Nimmo, not interested in playing. I want to win a World Series for the Mets.
Did Jerry play that audio for you guys this week?
I don't think so.
I put that in just in case we need to circle back to that today.
Okay.
Because I think I even had that lined up to play late last week and never got to it.
Never made it, huh?
But now it's kind of
now it's relevant again.
Kind of timely.
Yeah, very timely.
Relevant, that's the better word. Relevant.
Very timely. Mm-hmm.
Yes, newsworthy.
I mean, the baseball season's already long enough. Now we got these guys. Spring training. Like, I'm already bored with hearing from Buck Showalter.
You would have been bored whether this happened or not.
No, I'm just saying how long the season is.
Right.
Like, we're already talking to Buck Showalter every day. Why? It's too much.
Sometimes twice a day.
Right.
Before and after.
Right.
Or sometimes three times a game during the game on TV as
That's
well.
Why he's doing Curb and Seinfeld related. Nah, what's the deal with cufflinks?
Nah, he does
That's
that
what
anyway.
He's doing every day.
He does it anyway. Anything to not talk about what's actually happening with his ball club.
Yeah. I'm annoyed, as you can tell.
Oh, clearly.
CeeLo.
Yeah. And you're not even that big of a Met fan.
Well, I am a big Met fan.
Yeah.
I am.
How many games you watched from start to finish last year?
Not many.
Well, then you're not a big Met fan.
Well,
sorry.
I'm sorry. Unlike Edwin Diaz, I care about my job. And for my job, I need to go to bed early. I'm not out there. That'd be the equivalent of a talk show host, like a Boomer or a Geo, being like, oh, also at night, I sing in a heavy metal band. And, I can't believe my voice isn't working correctly.
No, it would not be like that. That's not. It would be if Boomer and Geo hosted another four-hour program at night on some, like, side station and then showed up the next day and had no voice.
It'd be like if our afternoon guy had a TV show in the morning.
Craig, Al said it,
That's
not
what CeeLo
me.
Told me.
I didn't say it.
That's what CeeLo said during the break.
That didn't come from me.
And I thought that was a great idea.
Nope, not for me.
Booyakasha.
That's an Al. It's an Al knock. Take it up with him.
I kid.
I know you speak regularly. Complain to him about that later today.
Actually, it's funny. Craig's voice is better these days than when he only used to host the morning show.
More reps. Well lubricated.
He's well lubricated, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so we got that.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then the other big news, of course, was Aaron Rodgers' situation. Here's what I'll say. This is my first time.
Sorry to cut you off.
Please.
Our guy Mike Fliegelman summed it up perfectly.
What did he say?
He goes, the Met Jet fan didn't even get 10 hours.
Couldn't of
even
enjoyment?
Get half a day. Forget a whole day. Couldn't even get half a day.
Right, where you got the news of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my God.
A couple things from this. One, I never really watched the Pat McAfee show before.
Really?
I've seen clips, but I never.
See, I would think that'd be right up your alley. There's a lot going on, a lot of energy.
I got to tell you, not impressed.
Oh, all right.
Not impressed. I don't know what I was watching. First of all, Pat McAfee, he wears
Tank tops.
Tank tops. He doesn't even look all that muscular.
Yeah, I think that's the point.
I thought you were supposed to be muscular.
He doesn't care. He does what he wants.
Oh, yeah, he's so shocking. He does what he wants.
Nah, it's not shocking. He's just,
meanwhile,
does what he wants.
This was the biggest moment in his history. And they were all pumped up that they had 400,000 people
of them
watching.
Now with Rodgers. But, yeah, this I would say.
I was expecting more people to be watching live. Nationwide, 400,000?
But, again, how many people know where to even find it that are not regular listeners?
I had asked Jerry
well,
yesterday.
Well, there you go. And so then, do you think all the, Jet fans out there who don't, are not into streaming or like new media or anything like that, they're just like, I figure someone I'll hear the news somewhere.
So how's this guy getting $30 million a year, Pat McAfee, if on his best day and his best moment he's got 400,000 people watching? I don't get anything.
You can ask the sponsors that. And I think I read that he's, I didn't do the research, but apparently there's an out in that deal and he might be getting another deal.
Oh, he wants out. Oh.
Something to make Please. More money.
Stupid.
I don't know what that's all about, but hey, good. If it's out there for you to get it, good for you.
AJ Hawk doesn't say anything. He's sitting
talking. Everywhere I turned yesterday, he was being complimented for the questions he asked.
Okay. Yeah. Then they go to this other dude. Right. I don't know who that is. Some guy sitting there.
Oh, he has quite a few
Aaron,
guys on
his thank
show.
You so much. Generic, boring.
Well, one of the guys is a big Packers fan.
Okay.
That's why.
Whoever, you would have to clearly be a hardcore listener to know what that is.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I was not that impressed. I was expecting more.
You were expecting more from
Pat McAfee
two former
show.
Football players and a bunch of their buddies?
Yes.
I mean, this is not going to be like,
For $30 million
Stern,
a year.
This is not going to be Stern in his heyday here.
That's what I was hoping
no,
for.
Come on.
That's what I thought we were getting.
Nothing pleases you anymore.
I love Joe Rogan show.
God,
that pleases me.
I mean, how does she ever?
I'm pleased.
I mean, yeah?
Sometimes. I'm very pleased
by
it.
Very high standard. High standards.
I have high standards.
Yes.
Well, you know what it is? I go in with expectations.
Uh-huh.
I go in with very high expectations.
You should never do that.
All I hear about is Pat McAfee show, $30 million a year.
Yeah.
He's the greatest.
Yes.
It's like it's a great hang.
Yes, Al, because all the guys that make big money nowadays are technically worth it. Checked out the Colin Cowherd show recently or any of the clips that float around on social media.
Yeah, you're right.
How much money that guy makes.
I know. I'm so disappointed.
Okay. Well, this is the world we live in.
Let me ask you this, though.
Deal with it.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Your feelings on Aaron Rodgers.
Uh-huh.
Upon seeing that yesterday.
Yes.
Do you, let me wait for all my choices.
Okay.
Do you like him more after seeing him talk yesterday? Do you like him less? Or are you in the same place you were before you saw him speak yesterday?
Like?
Yes. Is he more likable to you?
I would say more likable, less likable, or just as likable.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably, for me personally, just as likable.
Just
I will
likable.
Say that I, now call me an easy mark, call me gullible, call me whatever you want. Listening to him and watching him explain some of the things. Like, I don't love that he, kind of changed the wording of Diana Rossini's tweet and went after her. But do I believe now that, hey, the Jets asked me, this was the list I gave them, rather than you must bring in these guys before I agree to the deal?
Yes.
I do believe that. So I came away from listening to him feeling like, okay, he wasn't holding up the deal. He wasn't holding up the deal just to be a,
a douche.
So maybe I'm gullible. Maybe I'm taking the bait and he's trying to pass the buck on the Packers now. And that's fakakta. But I believe it. So how's that? How have I found him more believable? Is not the right word.
Genuine?
No, definitely not that.
So definitely not
credible?
More genuine.
How about credible? No,
credible?
That's not a good word either. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. But I'm buying what he's selling. How's that?
All right.
Hey, mate. Combine that with Boomer being so determined. It's happening.
Yes.
Don't worry. It's happening.
It is happening.
It's happening.
He was fired up and rearing ready to go.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It's an interesting dynamic now, right? Because from the Packers standpoint, it's like, all right, well, you want the Jets, and they clearly want you, so we're going to try and milk them for a little bit more compensation.
Now, speaking with Mr. Boomer, I don't know if this was on the air. So, you know, we sometimes do the show in the hallway, too.
Right. Or, you can't remember when.
So I don't remember what. Okay. But it is, I believe, Boomer's opinion that owner to owner, GM to GM, they don't treat each other this way in the NFL. And in this situation, they're not each looking to screw each other over.
I mean, I that's normally, I would think, how things get done. But Rodgers indicated otherwise yesterday. So we feel he's the snake here, the outlier?
I don't know.
So if that, so now we go back to the, okay, so if what he's selling ain't true, what are we doing?
What do you mean?
What's the holdup then?
Well, there is some holdup. Boomer says the
contract
is very complicated.
Conversation. I thought maybe it was Rodgers just being difficult, waiting for them to bring his guys in. They got Alan Lazard. We'll see about anyone else. Like, where are we at here?
Remember when Gwyneth Paltrow and the dude from Coldplay broke up and they had a really weird, they had a very strange wording for their uncoupling is what I believe what they
uncoupling?
Called it.
Uncoupling? Okay.
They were uncoupling.
I would assume that was a legal situation.
It was, but the way they worded it, so it was such a weird, an uncoupling.
Right.
This is like what Boomer says about the Aaron Rodgers contract with the Packers. There's a lot to, like, it's very intricate, but you can't just rip it off like Velcro.
See, I get that from an official standpoint, from a league standpoint. Like, I'm down with all that. But then why not just be like, hey, look, you know, we've agreed, you know, everyone's on the same page and we're working through some of the details. And, you know, when the time is right, it'll be made official. Like, why? I don't know. I guess there's some reason they can't do that. But
I don't know.
This tap dancing around, but he's pushing it on the Packers. We're talking about the contract. You know, I was left thinking like, oh, he's dragging his feet because he wants to bring his guy. Like the reports of, hey, the Jets don't know what he's going to do. The Packers don't know what he's like. There's all these different things out there. And I get it. He ripped into some of the media types. They don't know what they're talking about. They're just grasping for sure. I don't know who to trust or who to believe in this whole situation.
Right.
I mean, we know at this point it seems pretty clear he's going to be a Jet. So we've got that. But like, at what point?
Right,
what's the contract? What do they have to give up? All right.
We are very late. When we come back, we got
there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. We got more of this Aaron Rodgers situation to get into. There's a bunch of other things going on in the NFL.
You must have an item sheet.
I got a long item sheet.
A never-ending item sheet.
Not going to get to all of it today.
No chance.
Unfortunately.
No.
But we will get to a lot of it. And then Jerry with Sal Licata at 6 o'clock.
Oh.
Fired up.